The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day.
Yay.
It's time for the Nate Darling Show.
What?
With Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And by everybody, I mean Ted.
Hello.
Yeah, we're all here.
Hi, Diana.
You're back.
I am back. Calm down, everyone. It's only been a couple of weeks.
The rumor started again.
Rein it in. I'm glad Christian and I could put our differences aside and I come back. Just
I'm
kidding.
I'm so glad I started that. Oh, wait, what? Fight.
Coming up on the show today, we have a lot of fun audio for you. Yeah, we've got some
As opposed to the shit boring audio we usually give you.
There's some very very angry people. In audio today.
No, there's not. Wait, what?
First of all, we're going to explore because in the past I've given let's say on air critiques to people.
I found
and this is old, but it's a recording of Buddy Rich on the bus giving a critique to his band members.
Uh-oh.
After a gig, so we'll get into that.
But he didn't do it on a live broadcast. Just on a bus.
He did on a bus, but they recorded it because he did it all the time.
Oh, okay.
He did it so often they decided to record it, and it's delightful, if you will. We will also we've got some small town news. We got Speak Out in Small Town News today.
Yay!
And we'll talk about the sexy felon from Stockton that set the internet ablaze.
So hot. Totally would top that.
But first, Ted.
Yes.
How was your week?
It was good. I was trying to think about what the most interesting thing I could talk about is. And Beck and I went to a co-ed bachelor party this weekend for a same-sex couple we met through our interfaith church. And the more I think about it, the more amazing it is because, you know, when I was younger, I would have never thought I'm going to a bachelor party for a gay couple. And it's just, I don't know, it's really cool that's being run by people through the church. It just amazes me how far we've come. And it was just delightful. They're a great couple, and we're just so happy for them. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And not that it makes a difference, but just out of curiosity, since it's called the bachelor party, is this a pair of gay men?
It is a pair of gay men. Okay. Yes. Yes.
All right. So that does make sense. Because I saw that and I'm like, my first reaction was no. A bachelor party is for dudes and a bachelorette party is for ladies. But if it's a same sex couple, then that does sort of change the equation a little bit.
That's true.
At least in my mind.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's become so frigging, not normal, but it's become so much more in vogue to have shower, like baby showers and co-ed baby showers and co-ed bridals. I'm like, no.
You get more gifts that way, right?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. More love to spread. I don't know. It was a lot of fun.
It's just more dudes being uncomfortable is what you get. It's normally the situation.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but that is the thing. Well, yeah, and then you can... I don't get the co-ed thing when you do it with your partner. Oh, I shouldn't say co-ed. You do it with your partner. I don't understand that.
Which part don't you understand?
Like, isn't the whole point is to do it separate? So you're like oh, it's just like too much. Yeah. Like couple lovey dovey shit.
I guess so. I mean, they're an older couple. I think they've sown their respective oats. So it's just a friend celebrating thing. It is an engagement party. Let's call it that. But there was a little roasting and cigars and, you know, it was fun dancing. And it was really cool. It was great to see this happy couple together and, you know, just revel in how far society's come. We've got a ways to go, but it was fantastic.
So. Now, that is good, because in a lot of places, society hasn't come that far.
Exactly.
But that's good.
Yay. I was at a Lowbrow over the weekend, and this, like, very large wedding party came in.
Okay.
And the friend I was with and I, we couldn't decide whether it was a same-sex wedding, and it was, like, both, like, two sides of groomsmen. Or if it was just like more groomsmen than I've ever seen for any wedding. I mean, there were like 12 guys there and they all had, they were all wearing like gray suit vests and matching bow ties.
Are you sure they just weren't BFFs?
Pretty sure. No, I asked them at one time. I'm like, are you guys like a sports team or are you a bachelor? You know, is this a wedding party? And the guy asked, is like, oh, it's a wedding party. But that still didn't answer the question of whether... And I couldn't tell based on some of the pictures outside. Like, there was one guy who was in a suit jacket and one guy who was in just a vest. And they were, like, taking pictures together sort of within the group. So I couldn't tell if that was like the two different outfits, if they were grooms or I don't know. They all looked very
were
handsome
they holding
and dapper.
Hands?
They were sort of like arms around each other as you take a picture, but not necessarily how to like the best man and his friend wouldn't take a picture. You know what I mean?
Were they tongue kissing?
They weren't tongue kissing.
Okay, that's another giveaway. All right. Maybe kissing. I don't know. We've come a long way as a society. Maybe that's not a giveaway.
Yes.
It's like when siblings kiss each other, and I'm like, "That's never okay." I'm sorry. That's don't use that argument with the gay thing. Don't put those in the same basket.
Okay, I'll try not to.
I needed the week to recover from my vacation because I was cranky a good portion of the week. Like, not necessarily outwardly cranky, but I got really easily frustrated at things and. Then I got, like, angry, and then I got sad, and then I had a good cry. No, I didn't have a good cry. I should have.
Yeah, let it out, Nate. Let it out.
But over the weekend, I'm...
Nate's theme song.
Over the weekend, I slept in. Like, I woke up on Saturday morning, woke up, did a couple little things, and then just laid back down in bed and slept till noon.
Huh.
Which I very rarely do, and I did something very similar on Sunday. So it was one of those I'm going to sleep in weekends, which I haven't had in forever. But then I started to realize, oh, things weren't so bad. I was just really tired and cranky, you know, like a 3-year-old.
Aw.
It's one of those weird things that just like I'm going to go do stuff. No, I'm not. Nope.
Skip it. Skip it all.
I went to the farmer's market on Saturday, and what did I do on Sunday? Oh, Sunday I went out and got, I had to replace because I, over the past week and a half, have destroyed two charging cables for my cell phone for various things. Like one was, the first one was when I was in the rental car and the phone was sitting somewhere and I went to put the car in park. I'm like, car won't go in park! And I'm like jamming it in there and I'm like, oh, it's because I'm jamming it into the back of the thing. So that broke off. And then Sunday morning, one of the things I did do was I was vacuuming, and my vacuum, very powerful, got a little too close to one of the cords, and it completely vacuumed up a charging cable.
Oh, God.
And by completely, I mean it wrapped it around the brush thing.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? I don't want to plug that into electricity again.
Oh,
so,
good choice.
I made the run out to Fry's to get some new colorful cables. Colorful cables.
Pretty.
Just in time for Pride. Did you get the rainbow color?
I got, you can see this one plugged in here. It's orange. I have an orange one. Well, this is not the same thing, but I got it on the same trip. But
I feel
like
you're not making this a comfortable work environment for me. Ted's face.
Why?
Did he just cut off my mic?
No, I did not.
Your mic's still on.
Oh,
yeah. You just can't hear yourself.
No, I had something turned down that I didn't need to have turned down. So, that's.
I'm just kidding. I'm just super yay gay right now because I'm gonna get drunk this weekend.
Oh yeah, it's Monday.
No,
you got big plans.
Shit! Is it only Monday?
It's only Monday.
Shit!
Got a long way to go.
Oh my God! Why did time stop?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Why did time stop?
Oh no.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh wow, way to shit on my parade.
Well, sorry everyone. It's Wednesday in Radio Land.
Yeah, it is. Well, by the time you listen to this, it could be really close to the weekend because it's whenever you want to listen.
Diana doesn't sound like that big of an alcoholic.
That's really sad.
It's Wednesday.
I can't wait to
oh my
Monday.
God, it's
Monday. Dude, it's Monday.
So we got some news about one of Diana's favorites. Chelsea Handler has found a landing spot for her latest TV show. She's going to Netflix.
I love her. Wait, excuse me? What? No? Mm-hmm. No?
I'm not.
Ooh, fight,
I don't like
fight.
Her.
Why don't you like her?
She's a little too mean.
Did you say she's too mean?
She's a little mean.
You know what I heard today?
What'd you hear?
I'm still kind of a little bit fucked up about this, but we're talking about dating and my coworker and I, and I was like, you know, I like to think that I'm a nice person. Like I like to be a nice person.
No.
And my coworker looks at me and she's like, nice people don't get anywhere in life.
Oh.
I've heard something about the guys finishing last.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, maybe I. that applies to girls when you're a tweener, according to Nate. Then I spent like 20 minutes talking about how I need to be more butchy.
Listen, it'll be on Monday's Well Hung podcast. I went to the farmer's market and made some observations. And so we talked about those. But anyway, back to Chelsea Handler. According to Les Moonves, she was never in the mix to replace David Letterman or Craig Ferguson because she's not really a great fit for network TV. Let's listen to Les.
So today...
of course. TMZ.
Netflix signed.
Buffering.
Right. Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler.
Right. Chelsea Handler.
First off, are you upset that you weren't able to top her for the Late Late Show?
You know what? I think Chelsea's fabulous. I think it was a great move on her part. I think it was a great move on their part. I think Chelsea's material will fit Netflix probably better than
CBS.
Broadcast.
Right.
That's all.
Do you think...
But it's not because she's not talented.
Is Netflix now a threat, though?
Nah.
You know, because they're branching into new markets. They are trying to compete now.
You know what?
Now.
We call Netflix a friend because they buy our content,
right,
and a competitor. And by the way, they're welcome in the space, you know, and they got a good lady.
No, I've noticed that Late Night has pivoted from the kind of one-dimensional stand-up comedian, and now it's gone to, like, full-on entertainers.
Well, you look at what, you know, the world has changed. It's going from Letterman and Leno,
right,
to Fallon and Colbert and
right,
Chelsea. And it's you know what? It's a, as they call, a generational shift. And I think it's great. I think they were great. I think it's going to be great going forward.
By the way, Chelsea is a stand-up, just like Leno and Letterman.
Only
that's what I mean. She's far more like Leno and Letterman than she is like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or mm-hmm. anything like that. She's a stand-up, and she's a good stand-up.
I agree, though. I think her material is better for Netflix. But then I thought it was hilarious. Like, I don't think Netflix will come out. I was like, dude, I don't need cable or TV anymore because I have Hulu Plus and Netflix. I'm set. They have seasons 1 through 7 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Hulu Plus.
Oh, you're good.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you're going to watch while you're drunk this weekend.
That and Chipotle. I'm set.
Wow. Your lifestyle and my lifestyle sound very similar, except for the Kardashian part, but, you know, Netflix and Hulu.
I'm about to kill as many brain cells as possible this next week.
They're not going to help you.
If you're wondering where they got the great interview with Les Moonves, they found the parking lot where he was because behind him there's a parking booth with a big sign that says, Lost Ticket Pays Maximum. It's got the parking rates in it too. And my favorite part was where the TMZ guy, instead of letting him actually answer the question, starts to answer the question for him. He's like, we have a thing we call Netflix. And it's like they're competitors, and he's like, and the guy doing things like, you call him a joke. It's like, no,
yeah, what?
Dill
he's
hole.
Trying to like, that's what TMZ is known for. Like sometimes, like if you're a really good TMZ guy, like you usually like somehow time it where you can edit out where you're antagonizing them, or is that yeah.
Guess the word, yeah.
Well, they leave it in the web stuff. They tend to edit it out of the TV show.
Oh,
but here's the fun thing, because I do follow TMZ on Twitter. They apparently, the funny people of TMZ are doing a stand-up show in Hollywood.
You like, gotta be fucking kidding me.
I am not. It's $20.
Why is everyone fucking doing stand-up that shouldn't be fucking doing
it's
stand-up?
It's just really easy.
Well, you don't know.
I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness, I almost got a rise out of you.
Oh dear.
Almost.
Oh, wow. Man.
You almost got laser beams out of your
eyes. I was like, I'm pretty
competition.
Sure.
No, I don't.
I tried to mean mug you, but I almost fell asleep.
Aww.
Like that was
Lambert is nice. Diana we heard about a few minutes ago.
Well,
she died.
Well, these people
goodness. So morbid.
To be fair to the TMZ people, they could be people who've been doing stand-up for a long time. They just needed a day job. Everybody's got a day job.
So they picked TMZ?
Hey.
That's like, to me, it's like...
Is that any worse than retail?
Wow.
Ooh, it's different. I guess you're
antagonizing. Very different, because I just, like...
That's different, yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like in retail... If anything, I do sales sometimes, so it's kind of like you don't lie, but you explain it. But like at TMZ, you're like you're just like gossiping and you're hurting people. Like, I don't know. It's if you are a celebrity, I don't like celebrity comics like that. I mean, comics that like celebrity name drop, like Kathy Griffin. Like, I think she's funny. She has her moments, but like overall, I think is like a little hacky ish because she's just name dropping the whole fucking entire time. I saw Chris Kattan, same fucking thing.
Chris Kattan. He's funny.
I love the fact that Chris Kattan, he's funny.
I know he was doing anything right now.
Well,
I mean, I'm pretty sure
he was on SNL for quite a while.
Yeah. Oh no, I remember him. He was Mango.
Oh God, I hate
He kind of did that on stage.
Oh God,
exactly. It is TMZ. I feel like it's the same shit, and I'm not. I don't know. I just feel dirty about that.
I would love to go and watch them do stand up, and part of me hopes they would be awesome.
If they are awesome, then I will. I will take my words back and I will apologize. But I'm making assumptions.
And like a couple of them are the guys that aren't too douchey. Because they're the TMZ guys that go out in the field. Then they're the ones that sort of sit around the office and write shit up. So,
but they're,
I don't know.
They're writing shit to make fun of people. I think it's mean and it's not cool.
You love Chelsea Handler and that's what she does.
Chelsea Handler's a goddess. She can do whatever she fucking wants.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
Yay. Sounds galore.
So, over the past week, a gentleman named Jeremy Meeks was arrested in Stockton on felony weapons charges during a sweep. And Stockton PD puts out the mugshots out on Facebook. And this guy took a really good picture, so good that it went viral. Women all over. This showed up everywhere. I'm looking at the story on E! Online. The original story was on Fox40.com, where I work. His mugshot photo, as they wrote this, had 21,000 likes, over 12,000 shares, and over 5,000 comments, including things like hot.
And that neck tattoo is really hot.
OMG, come to mama. Or, he can kidnap me any day. Hold me against my will, LOL. And holy hell, I would arrest him too. Hottest bad boy I've see.
I've see?
I've see. That's a quote.
He got so excited. What's on his, is that N? What's it say on his neck? I can't
NC,
make it out.
I think like, it's a gang.
Yeah. Oh. Well, his mom is claiming that he's not in a gang and it was all misunderstanding and he's got a kid and a job. And she actually has a GoFundMe page where you can contribute to his legal defense fund if you'd like. And the other thing is his wife, he's married. Is none too happy about this. Apparently, through friends, she's told the media that she's none too pleased with all the women throwing themselves at him online. But there are also other pictures of him. He has other mugshots where he's not looking quite so dead sexy. He turned into a meme at one point. People were photoshopping his head into like Dolce & Gabbana ads. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was pretty fucking sexy because they took off the tattoos. Took off the tattoos. I think one of the sexiest things is a man in a very, very nice suit without neck tattoos or a teardrop on their face. Take that shit away.
So anyway, TMZ again, because they will leave no stone unturned, went to the original bad boy who was the sex machine to all the chicks. I'm talking about Shaft. Richard Roundtree, and here's what he had to say.
Mr. Roundtree, always nice to see you, sir.
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I need to ask your opinion on something, really.
Why is it traffic?
Oh. Yeah. Well, why is it like women love bad guys so much? The reason why I'm asking is because this guy has been causing a crazy frenzy on Facebook right now. Just got picked up.
Who's
like
that?
A model. Just some guy got picked up, and police are like, I guess like. He has $900,000 bail on him, six felonies, and his walk. Like, I guess they cleaned house like on his house, and he had a whole bunch of guns and stuff. So this guy's a really dangerous person. But when the police station posted his photo, all these women went insane, saying he could kidnap me, he could do all this. It's like, what is the drive that they have?
You know what? To be totally honest with you, I don't have an answer.
Really?
That's stupid.
Isn't that just stupid? Like, yeah, they're just going after this guy. Yeah, like, yeah, this is all again, he has dreamy stupid. Eyes. He's like,
hey. Well, TMZ's asking
okay,
the tough
couple
questions.
Of things.
Yes.
A couple of things in the story. One, I saw the original or one of the original posts before it became a thing. And
right.
I did was like, wow, that guy's attractive. But so were like two of the four. Because the first thing I saw was like a quad picture. All got arrested together. So there are other guys that were also cute, didn't have blue eyes. So.
Oh.
Let's go with that for whatever.
So it was
little,
a sexy
little,
gay.
Little bluest eye action. And then nobody fucking cared what he got picked up for.
Right.
Nobody still knows what he got picked up for.
It was,
so
it was
you could be
guns.
A super terrible. No, I mean like.
Yeah.
Yeah, now. But when people were looking at the picture, all they were like, hey, this guy's hot. They weren't thinking about jack shit else. But all of this the whole thing bothers me because, you know, I don't know.
I think the timing's perfect. After everything just happened about, like, let's not be misogynistic, all this bullshit. And then there's some women that are making comments like, he can kidnap, that, like, that kidnap me, whatever. That. It's just like.
Yeah. I feel lots of people say stupid shit on the internet all the time.
They
but
do.
I feel
lots
like
of people were stupid. Period. Though,
if I weren't tired and if I hadn't woke up with a headache that just won't go away, I'd probably have some kind of slightly well-reasoned rant about institutionalized racism and how it would have been nice if this guy got discovered and he was like a fucking model, but he's not. He had probably a lot fewer choices in life and only made the bad ones. So yay!
I mean, in the defense of institutionalized racism, he was not cute until he cut his hair. No, I'm kidding. I'm just totally.
Or maybe he's just a dick.
Who's
he
a criminal?
He could just be a dick who's a criminal, but I mean, it's just.
But apparently, he's a good baby daddy.
Oh,
everybody's all. No, I mean, I don't think objectification is that much more exciting.
He is attractive,
then,
though.
He should free him.
Well, I don't.
It's not more acceptable to say it about him because he's a dude. It's still objectification. It's stupid.
Well, I don't get. This seems to be a bigger thing. And there's objectification in all measures, absolutely, positively. But this idealization of the criminal, like the Menendez brothers who killed their parents with shotguns while they were eating ice cream. They have women they've never met throwing themselves at them in jail.
They got married to people who emailed them in jail.
And that's
true.
That's,
I never understood that.
It doesn't work the other way.
No, it doesn't. That was, I visited a prison once and talking to like the warden there, she had come from Coachella to a prison up here in Sacramento, like from a women's institution to a men's institution. She said that like the two notable things I remember her saying were that one, it was somebody, maybe I asked her what's the big difference in managing these two different populations. And she said, well, the first thing is you can't quell a riot with like, everybody come to the yard for yoga in a men's prison. They don't take to it as well. And then the other was that it was always really sad on like visitation day because there's just mobs of women bringing kids to visit the men. And lots of people come visit the men in prison and nobody's bringing these like women's kids to see them. They don't have a bunch of like baby daddies or husbands or boyfriends coming to see them. They primarily get dropped when they get incarcerated.
So let that be a lesson to you ladies. Keep it on the straight and narrow or else you'll end up alone in jail.
Nice guys aren't too bad. Just saying, you can go for nice guys.
Well, there's a line because it can be you can have an edge to you. Like say
you're not helping Nate.
Like say Brett Favre. Brett Favre, who
nice segue.
He does have an arch to him. He has an edge to him. I mean, he's a long time married guy who allegedly sent pictures of his penis to a hot reporter. Well, he's retired now. And
he's a little brain. Doesn't he forget things too? And he's thinking he's got some damage, so he may not know what he's doing anymore.
Well, he's endorsing Thad Cochran, hoping that people come out and vote on, let's see what the hell day is today. What's the day's date? Damn it.
23rd.
The 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
When this comes out, it's going to be 25th.
Okay, so yesterday. He hopes that you'll vote for Thad Cochran.
Yesterday he will have had you.
I've learned
you
through football that strong leadership can be the difference between winning and losing. And when it comes to our state's future, trust me, Mississippi can win. And Win Big with Thad Cochran is our strong voice in Washington. Whether it's getting critical funding for our schools, Thad Cochran always delivers, just like he did during Katrina.
Wait.
On June 24th, I encourage you to stand with a proven and respected leader, Thad Cochran. Please tell your family and friends, let's stand with Thad.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising.
When you say weather, shouldn't there be weather this or that? Because he just said weather.
I think that's a colloquial way of speaking.
Oh, okay.
Could be.
Like people who say whenever when they mean when. Drives me fucking batshit, but it's a regionalism.
Okay. Sorry to
Whenever we went to that one place that one time for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
No. Whenever is like, well, whenever I get around to it. If you're talking about a specific time, say when.
Yeah.
I hate it when people say whenever.
Well, like whenever we went, I don't know when it was, but that
no,
kind
that's
of
not what they say. They're okay. Like, whenever we did that show about Facebook,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Then you're talking about a specific time.
Gotcha.
It's annoying.
Okay.
Stop being annoying, Valerie.
Yeah, jerks.
Jerk. Fad Cochran.
Well, speaking of politicians, a former Tea Party congressman tried to say the N-word on the radio.
Tried?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, succeeded.
Most people here have been successful. I don't know what his problem
most
is.
Most people.
Well, his problem is he was actually on the radio as opposed to...
A podcast?
A podcast. a very popular podcast, but a podcast nonetheless. So we can drop the N-word if we like. He is a former Illinois congressman and deadbeat dad. His name is Joe Walsh. He claims he was kicked off his own AM radio show, The Answer, for attempting to say racial slurs, including the N-word, on the air... while discussing the controversy surrounding the Washington Redskins name. Apparently, the radio station kept cutting his sound as he attempted to say the racial epithets. So, he live-tweeted. In a succession of tweets, we learned that he's been suspended from the radio station. He expresses incredulity for which insulting words he can and can't say on air. So, let me go through this whole thing. I want to make sure I read these in the proper order. Seven. Okay, good. He tweets at 4:34 p.m. The station keeps cutting me off. I don't know why. 9 minutes later. And here comes the general manager. It appears I can say Redskins, which is supposedly offensive. But when I say other words, commercial. And then 5 minutes later, I'm trying to have an honest adult conversations about words without resorting to alphabet soup phrases, C word, N word, etc. Then 1 minute later, if Redskins is just like the N word, why can I say Redskins on air without being dumped out into a commercial? Then about 8 minutes later, and I've just been informed I'm off the air until further notice.
Oh, no. Interesting.
23 minutes after that, just got kicked off the air until further notice. Tried to have an honest discussion about racist terms, and management censored my language. 1 minute after that, about to drive home. Yes, management took me off the air tonight. I'll explain a little bit. Thanks for support. He then, 1 minute later, found out if I say Redskins or Cracker or Redneck Bible Thumper, I could stay on. But if I say, and then he actually writes out the N-word or spick, then they cut me off. He then takes an hour to drive home and tweets, after today, I'm having a much needed drink. We'll explain soon what management told me. He then has a drink and a half hour later tried to talk about racial slurs tonight. Radio station sent me home. Don't know what's going to happen next. We'll find out Friday at 5 p.m.
Mm.
So let me go on his Twitter feed to see if we can find out anything that's been up. Updated here.
He looks like a dumbass.
Oh, of course he is.
Based on the picture.
He's not sexy like a felon.
Yeah, now no. He's just...
He just looks like he's...
piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through his tweets.
Then we could listen to him.
His tweets are just bullshit.
Exactly.
So, so now... See, that's the thing. It used to be you get pulled off the radio for something. It was like, oh, you're off the radio, and then it's all a big mystery. Mm. Now you can live tweet it if you like.
Yay.
My guess is he got
which
fired.
Usually Fine. Only, I'm sure, helps the situation. It doesn't at all cause anybody to dig their heels in and refuse to change their mind.
Hold on. Sorry about that. I didn't mean
it's all right. That added a certain something to my...
It did. It made it sound great. Even
so,
more better.
So you can't say spick okay to say spick on the radio?
It is not, no.
Oh, okay. Spick was not okay. An N-word.
I feel like spick is less...
Loaded?
Loaded than the... No, that's good. It's less loaded than the N-word. It's still not great. Let's put it this way. I recall using the word spick in jest... in like high school classes, but nobody ever would have used the N-word.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so. Well, of anybody in the room, you would be able to speak to that more than the rest of us.
Because I am one.
Because you're Hispanic.
There you go.
Yeah, so you
lucky dog.
Well, I can then there was a whole thing once where I said that, and okay. I had this long, complicated discussion. I think my mom was like, I think that spick is more closely tied to like being Puerto Rican and not... Mexican, and I was like, I really don't know.
So, I'm offended.
That's splitting hairs. I remember when I was a kid seeing ads for Spick and Span on TV all the time. Oh. And then when I heard that was a racial epithet, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And I was very confused.
Racism, I get confused like racial slurs and stuff. Like chink, that's supposed to be an Asian thing. But Chinese. When I was in elementary school, I was told that's for Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
And then someone said that to me, and I was like, I'm not Chinese. Like, I didn't get it. I was like six or something at the time. Aww. I was like a sixth grader, so she was like 12 and being a racist bitch. But I was like, I don't understand. But I think that's a very interesting discussion to have. I think he should have censored all words.
Yeah.
And not been a dick about it. But I think he was like trying to, it sounds like he kind of wanted it out to say the N word.
What was his position on the Redskins? Did he think the name's fine and that they should have to stick with it? Or do you even
know? Well, it sounds like an interesting conversation.
My guess is his viewpoint, and I'm not going to delve too deeply into this, was that if it is an offensive term, why is it okay for me to say this on the radio, but not okay for me to say the N word?
Sure.
So it's semantics.
I know. The answer to that, for his benefit, in case he ever tunes in,
should tweet it to
him.
He
has more time on his hands
is
now.
Because, no, never mind. The radio is not a place for nuanced thinking, which is clearly what he's demonstrating.
That's what the Tea Party's known for, nuance.
That's, I mean, his questions are pretty much slightly below the level of what my, like, 4-year-old's critical thinking skills are. Like, why can you do it and I can't? Well,
what's her position on it?
Yeah, because the world's not fucking, like, well, black and white, so.
Hey,
I get it, though. Like, I think it's, like, if that's supposedly an offensive term, like, now I feel like I'm going to have the critical mindset of a 4-year-old, but, like, I think, you know, like, I think he has a valid point. I don't think he should present it the way he did.
Right.
Like, if something that supposedly is offensive, like, I don't know, the whole Redskin, the name and then the debate about the name, like, that's a legit debate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, why is one word? I mean, we all know why. I think he should have kind of, you know, if he was trying to make the point, like, we should all, like, equalize the playing field and, like, just ban everything, like, that's offensive.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of the slippery slope argument. Well, if you ban Redskins, then what's next? What are you going to come for next?
Indians? Maybe. Yeah, good idea.
And I heard, I was listening to Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio, and Mike Greenberg said, and I agree completely, I'm willing to have this conversation every time it comes up so that we can use critical thinking to figure out what is okay and what isn't, rather than going, oh, well, it has to be all or nothing now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I think it's a good discussion to have.
Right. And if I thought this guy was actually going to have that discussion, fine. But chances are his conclusion was going to be like, well, they're just words and I can say whatever I want, without acknowledging that there are, I mean, language is powerful for a reason. Not to go all NRA here, but like, words start wars, guns don't start wars. You know, it matters, and the language we use to describe things matter. And, you know, yeah, no, there is a reason why Redskins is still currently the same, is still acceptable, and the N-word is not. But there's a lot of words that have changed quickly lately. Like, people got away with saying fag more often recently.
Yeah,
and people still describe things as gay, using gay as a... in a slur way, like, oh, that's so gay, you know. I hear that less. It's not a slur, but I mean, it's definitely the tone of that word and that usage is changing becoming less acceptable. I'm not saying it's like at the level of the N-word, but, you know, but language is fluid like that and it changes. So, yeah, right now it's okay to say Redskins, but it may not be in 5 to 10 years because, you know...
I think the point is it shouldn't be okay to say Redskins.
I agree with you, but it's going to take time. It's going to take a little bit of time to get to the point where,
I mean,
gay
changed really fast. The retarded is kind of nice. That's the new hot thing. I think this is a great conversation to have. Is it the right person? No, and that makes me sad because I think it's gone tainted.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of right. By having him start it. And I was like, oh, there was potential, but of course the Tea Party would fuck it up.
Well, I mean, I don't think he gets sole credit for that kind of... No. There's going to be a lot of those kinds of conversations for quite a while about it, but it's great to have conversations, and I bet you if it was on, like, NPR, somebody could probably get away with saying the full N-word because the way in which they'd be describing it would be fuck of a lot more deliberative than... some joker on AM radio.
We return now to All Things Considered, and now we're going to consider the word nigger. Moving forward.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
Well done.
Sorry. All right, first up in cool or tool, sexy mugshots. Ted.
I don't care. Cool. Sure, cool, why not? Sexy mugshots, I don't care.
Diana.
So cool.
Christiana.
You know what? His mugshot's still more okay than like the Paris Hilton ones, or where they managed to slip the cop taking. They have to slip money to the person taking the picture to
the
do
cock
like the down.
Tricking?
No, the cop taking the picture to like do like a
no cock.
A downward angle, you know, sexy face, whatever. So it's toolish.
Yeah, you know what? If you take a good picture, you take a good picture. Yeah, but let's
being photogenic is not a crime.
Let's settle down, ladies, just for a moment. It's cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Brett Favre, Diana.
Tool.
Christiana?
Brett Favre is, sorry, I just really like, there's something about Mary.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I'm gonna say cool because you know what? You get to endorse whatever candidate you want, and the rest of us get to make a decision if we are in that candidate's district, you know, whatever. I don't think that people who have careers in sports or entertainment automatically have to shut their gaps and never talk about politics. So maybe it'll encourage people to vote.
Ted.
Not the way I like, but
I don't know enough about him, so I'm just gonna say cool. He was a good football player. Why not?
Hall of Fame football player. He was in Something About Mary, and good for him for coming out. And it wasn't like one of those blah blah blah. It was like, hey, this guy fights for us. Like this time that he did this.
Right.
So I think it was a legitimate endorsement. So I'm gonna go cool.
It was a pretty light.
I like how
light, like this time.
Yeah. And
like he got funding.
I think I know how this one's. I think I know how this one's gonna go.
Ooh.
The Tea Party. Christiana. Diana.
Tool. I feel like I'm agreeing and disagreeing with
Dead.
You guys.
Tool. Total Tool.
Yeah, the Tea Party. Ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous tools. The whole herd of them. That's right. I'm going to lump you all together, Tea Party. You're tools. So take that. You guys ever watch Jimmy Kimmel Live? Maybe on the Hulu Plus? Maybe on the off-air antenna? Maybe maybe you just catch the glimpses of him on YouTube?
I've seen bits of Jimmy Kimmel. Like, nothing stands out, though. It's, yeah.
Well, one of my favorite things that Jimmy Kimmel does is celebrities read mean tweets. So basically, whenever they have a celebrity on, they will bring them back into a room. They'll find several tweets, and the celebrities will read mean tweets about themselves. Since the NBA Finals just finished, they did an NBA edition for us. Let's take a listen.
And can't lie, Amari Stoudemire looks homeless.
Jalen Rose, you're not very good at your new job. Your command of the language is poor. Your analysis is subpar. Your inferiority to your peer. Whatever.
I would kill my parents if they named me Paul George. That's an ugly ass name.
Dwight Howard wears panties with leg warmers.
He just looked confused at that one.
I love it when they look confused.
Well, some of these are very confusing,
yeah,
to be fair.
Jeremy Lin need to get the weight room.
What?
You need to get the spell check.
DeAndre Jordan sucks my
goodness. I put two blue Swarovski gems on my head, and I swear to God, it looks just like Bill Simmons. Well, thank you.
Aww. Michael Carter Williams is all hype. Dude is straight up awful. Wow.
Chris Paul has Rice Krispie.
What was
that
it?
Legend.
This is a ripoff of an Iron Sheik tweet.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's like Chris Paul has Rice Krispie dick. He not legend.
Oh, he can't say dick. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, they beeped that out.
Chris Humphries. You. You're so pathetic. Seriously, kill yourself, please. XX.
Nate Robinson can't do a pick and roll properly. He can't see over anybody. Technically, that's true.
Nate Robinson's my height, by the way. He's playing in the NBA, so I love the fact that he sort of owns that one.
Stephen Curry's facial hair is a little puby. Subject, your teeth need some work. Come on, man. Come on, man.
DeMarcus Cousins is an emotional lesbian.
I don't even know what that means.
I just love that that's our Sacramento king. It's DeMarcus Cousins is an emotional lesbian. Diana, can you shed any light on this?
Wait, so does that, wait, are they both meant to be adjectives like, don't be such an emotional bitch kind of thing? Or is it like, he's an emotional lesbian, like you're a, like... like you're an emotion, like that's the category of emotional person you fall into. Like,
I think so.
You're,
I
mean, emotionally such a lesbian right now. Or like, what does that mean?
I think. I wish I need.
Is it
I
like
need
don't be such a whiny bitch, or is it like
I think
you
it's
have
like,
the emotions
don't,
of?
Well, you're already like being a like lesbians are, tend to be known as being more emotional. So if you're an emotional lesbian,
chicks.
So you're yeah. So wait. You're
just not a woman, but a lesbian, very specific type of woman.
Yeah, because you must be crazy to deal with that shit too.
Because,
I don't know.
Because society allows us to have emotions more often than they allow men.
Yes,
to have emotions.
And then if you're
lesbians.
A lesbian, you're like allowed even more because the other, your partner's supposed to listen to them,
oh.
as opposed to if you're
it's
straight.
Venus.
Yeah,
oh,
and everybody
worse.
Just gets to talk about their feelings.
Exactly. So if you're an emotional lesbian, you're like really, really emotional.
Wow. Thanks for breaking that down.
And I love the fact he didn't get mad. He just sort of smiled. And was like, what the hell?
Oh, lesbian.
So good on Universe. I got sucked into the vortex of watching all the mean tweets videos on YouTube.
They're pretty good.
They are really
they
good.
Are. And then I read a little bit about it. They talked to Jimmy Kimmel and his wife Molly, who's the head writer on the show, and they were asking him like, do any celebrities want like something even meaner? And Cate Blanchett was one of the ones who's like, give me the meanest ones you've got. Is this the worst you have?
Hmm.
And then there have been some others. Fred Willard is one that they refer to. They keep asking for them, but they can't find any mean tweets to Fred Willard.
We should make some.
Who's
we could.
Fred Willard?
Yeah, that's pretty mean. That's your tweet right there.
There you go. You just wrote one.
Well done, Diana. Well done.
Bitches preach tweet that one. Make Fred Willard's dream come true.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to talk all this shit. How many followers do you have, 10?
Me? Not a one.
Oh, no, they don't.
They don't
put the number of followers.
Oh.
No, they just put your name. And if it, oh, if I it's see. if your Twitter handle is your actual name, like mine is,
yeah.
They blur it out because they're not allowed to use it. But like
oh.
bitches preach, they
I'm
would
pretty
actually
sure they're
going
to blur it out. Anyway, because it has the word bitches, or is that okay now? Is
it's
it like one of those
tell.
Words that's changing where it's okay to say? I don't know if I think I'm getting in trouble for like being too misogynistic.
Mm.
Oh shit, I know who he is.
I showed her a picture on my
oh,
phone.
Oh shit, he has a name.
He has a name.
Oh dear. The plight of the character actor.
Wow. Wikipedia has a signature. Why is the signature on? That's weird.
I've
never seen that before.
Steals identity.
You can forge
identity.
That shit.
I feel so bad. I
it's okay.
want to
right.
tweet him.
Well, now it's time to be chastised by one of the great chastisers of all time. This is Buddy Rich on the bus after gig. Legendary drummer. The audio has been filtered and compressed, but it's still a little hollow. But yeah, Buddy Rich reaming out his band.
What the fuck do you think is going on here? You had too many fucking days off and you think this is the game? You think I don't know what's going to work up there? Well, you motherfuckers sit out there and clam all over this fucking joint. What do you think this is anyhow? What kind of play do you think this is? What kind of miscues do you call this? What fucking band do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You wanna fuck with me on a bandstand? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my balls off trying to do somebody a favor and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint. What kind of trumpet section do you call us tonight? It's saxophones? You gotta fucking be kidding me! How dare you call yourselves professional? Assholes are playing like fucking children up there. Mm-hmm. You got your where the fuck are you?
That just gives you a little bit of a hint. The audio is kind of rough to listen to on a podcast.
That sounds like our post-podcast meeting with you, Nate. Just kidding.
Yeah, because I actually do it on the show.
That's true.
I've never called anybody a motherfucker, at least any of my co-hosts.
Aw. Just former co-hosts.
Jerry, and if you want to delve a little deeper, Jerry Seinfeld, there's something right on YouTube, Jerry Seinfeld and Buddy Rich tapes. They actually took three separate, he's like, all the comedians know this Buddy Rich rant by heart, and they actually have three different instances where they took lines from the Buddy Rich rant and put them into Seinfeld. So there's a little bonus for you to go searching for.
Ooh.
And last week we lost Casey Kasem.
Oh,
and Ted, you missed this. So we played part of the rave out, but there's a full longer blooper compilation. Angry Casey Kasem, and here's a little bit of Casey getting frustrated in the booth.
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music... Shit. The countdown will begin this morning at 9, right here on WMNS 13... God damn, what a call letter. Let me do it again.
What a call letter?
The countdown will begin this afternoon at 1, right here on the entertaining 1410 WHLN. That sucks.
Yeah, tell me a question.
WKRM. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. Where we are getting involved with you. Is that the way you want to say? Where we are getting involved with you. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. The countdown will begin.
No, I can't do anymore. Stop it. Make it stop. I can't do it anymore. Please stop.
Let me fast forward a little bit.
WRLD. The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7, and again Sunday evening at... The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7, and again...
All work and no play. How long is this fucking play?
On Favorite Music Radio.
I'm skipping ahead.
The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at... And again Sunday afternoon at 2. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon...
He had a lot of problems.
You grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck. What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Oh.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous.
It is fucking ponderous. Another week without Casey Kasem. Sorry, Casey. Just had to play that for you.
You remember showing him in his best light.
So I'm doing a segment on raveouts and rants, where my cat Ace is taking up residence in Christiana's lap.
It's very cute.
It's good.
Jelly.
Christian Bale. Went on a rant
on this one's funny. It is.
on the set of Terminator Resurrection.
Oh, it's perfect.
And then Family Guy.
Oh, I love this.
Family Guy decided to take that and incorporate it into the show as if Peter were the one working on the set.
Frick.
Sorry.
Now don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
I dropped a peanut M&M and it rolled over here.
Am I gonna walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene?
Those are Christmas lights. I put them up to make everyone happy.
Then why the f*** are you walking right through like this in the background? What the f*** is it with you?
Boy, you were going to owe a fortune to the swear jar.
You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer.
I don't get it.
What don't you get about it?
I don't get why we need another Terminator. I don't get it. Oh, and by the way, sorry, I ate that last piece of pie that you were saving for yourself.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It was good.
I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Well, it's nourishing me, so that's useful.
For sake, man, you're amateur.
I don't know that word.
Stay off the set, man. Right, let's go again.
Can we just take a minute?
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again.
I gotta go pee, and I want to walk around some more, but I want to do it while the scene's going.
You're unbelievable, man.
You know, I just don't understand.
You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
I don't think that's what that.
That's
is.
What that is, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, my family's coming to town. Do you mind pretending that I'm the director?
I'm gonna kick your. You don't shut
please
up
don't
for a
me.
Second.
Please
right?
Don't hurt me, Mr. Bale.
I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go trash your lights?
No.
Do you want me to trash them?
No, I don't want you to trash them.
You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Sorry, it's my first day.
I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
I don't feel like a nice guy.
But I don't cut it when you're around like this on set.
Geez, you punch your mother with that mouth?
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Wait, just professionally? Are you asking me out on a date?
Off the
and that's it.
Oh, I love that sketch.
That was a brilliant, brilliant maneuver on Family Guy. So
good show.
I enjoyed it.
Classic.
It is. All right. Speaking of classics, it's time for the classic theme to Florida Corner. Wayback Machine. We'll start out with the ladies this time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, ladies.
ladies.
Authorities say a Broward County woman held her family captive inside their home, threatening them with a machete. Huh? When Palm Beach County deputies arrested her, she said she would not go to court because she was fleeing to Haiti, and she'd put a powerful curse on all the deputies and killed them with voodoo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with voodoo. Her name's Amelia. She's 32. She faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment, and she remains in the Palm Beach County Jail after the judge ordered her to have a mental health evaluation. The deputies were called to the home after the woman. A woman said that this other woman came after her with a machete. When deputies arrived, family members came after them in the home and said they were all in fear of their lives. One of the family members said she had to lock the children in a room to keep them safe from this crazy lady. According to one woman, she had a machete to her throat. None of the family members were injured, so that's the good news. There was no indication in the report as to why this woman attacked the family. So when the deputies handcuffed her in a car, she told them it didn't matter because she would leave the country to return to Haiti. She told the deputies that she would kill them with voodoo, and she'd put a powerful curse on them. She has no previous criminal record in Palm Beach County.
So does she have a prior success record of voodoo?
I don't know. They didn't get into that.
Does she have a sexy...
Shoddy journalism.
I know, Florida journalism.
Does she have a sexy mugshot?
She has a mugshot, not sexy.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
That's for...
My opinion.
To each his own sexy. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You don't know.
I meant subjectively. It wasn't... No, Nate's not the judge of all things.
No.
You're not the judge of... You're not the boss of sexy...
Mugshot.
I don't know. I can't make it work.
Also in Florida, three prison inmates and four others are charged with smuggling a gun into prison. Here's the brilliant part. So they could shoot themselves and then sue the corrections department for reduced sentences. Yeah. Wait. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement reported that Columbia Correctional Institution inmates Kirk Cartwright and DeShondre Billups were shot and wounded in March. They say the pair claimed that they were praying in their cell when they were shot by an unknown person. Investigators later found that they managed, with the help of relatives, friends, and a third inmate, to get a 25 caliber handgun into the prison through the mail, with plans to shoot themselves and file lawsuits.
How did that many people help get a gun into jail? That's really my question.
How did that even...
Like, piece by piece and body parts?
Right? You can't put that up the asshole, can you?
They said it was done through the mail, so I don't know.
Through the mail.
Florida Department of Law
Enforcement.
Same page. All right.
Says the two regularly smuggled cell phones and drugs into the prison, and they're now facing five more felony charges. So it looks like they're going to be getting a little extra time instead of less.
I think when they said they were praying, it made it more suspicious.
I think so, probably.
We were just praying. That's how they shot us. They caught us on our knees praying. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, okay. Now, we've discussed honesty and how important it is and how important it can be, but sometimes...
Have we?
We did.
We did.
A load of shit.
I think that was you and me.
Well, we just did. It's coming up on the Mahone podcast on Monday.
Keep it straight.
It's true.
Do not sully the brand.
With the minor show.
Whoa. Still here. Still.
Hey, honesty. What did you say about honesty?
Oh, damn. Damn. Just call me back for that.
Oh, you can
burn.
Tweet about me. Who's Ted Sampson? That'll show me.
Jezebel headline, screenwriter bro might just be Hollywood's biggest fuckwit.
Yeah. Different week, a different biggest fuckwit.
Christiana's obviously brilliant.
They write, hey, Max Landis, it's not impressive to be true to yourself if yourself is a dick. 28-year-old screenwriter, he's the son of John Landis, tweeted an interview he did for Shelby Sells. Seriously, don't click the link because it's a lot of stuff in there. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's some of the portions of the thing. Here he is on being single in L.A. What's it like being a single successful guy in L.A.? Well, the one thing that's changed certain chicks, which only started happening very recently, when they find out I'm a director, they will open up a lot quicker. Question. You mean
he just means emotionally.
You mean their legs? He goes, everything, their legs, their personality. They'll start crying to you in an instant. Next question.
Like,
oh God,
emotional lesbians.
Oh, sorry. Good. Oh God, why? Well, because they're trying to leave an impression. Well, does it leave an impression? Yeah, but it's just people doing a bad job at leaving a good impression. For example, extras on my set would just throw it at me hard in a way I've never experienced. I mean, everyone's had that thing where you're, like, making eye contact with someone at a party and you, it's on. But this was different than that. This was chicks coming up to me and being like, what are you doing at lunch? I'll come to your trailer. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck you are. My experience of chicks throwing themselves at you like that, they're always fucking crazy. No chick worth hooking up with is going to throw it at you because it means they're crazy. I gave this
so
girl...
So we're mad at him because he has standards?
Yep.
They're calling him misogynistic.
Wow.
So I gave this girl my number. I was really stupid because I was like, why not? Maybe I'll hook up with her or with one of my friends. Might as well share the wealth.
Okay, that's not the best move.
Well,
he did get a little bit, but he did objectify it. I'm on his side. Like, I hate to say it. I'm on his side.
Well, he's calling out like stupid person behavior.
Exactly. Yes. He's not calling out like,
he's not saying I go out and I tell people I'm a director so that they'll like spread their legs for me. He's like, yeah, as soon as I say who I am.
And it's L.A.
People go crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, not everybody.
Not everybody. Yeah. You know, like, there's some people that come out and they become lawyers and whatnot and move to Sacramento. But then everybody... I mean, L.A. is more... L.A., New York, I feel like when you're around celebrities, I'm saying that with air quotes, like, there are girls that, like, throw themselves at more successful...
There are star fuckers in every possible market.
Exactly. And
including politics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I really think he's just being... He is being real. He's calling out.
No,
and, like,
world.
For them to say he's misogynistic, it's kind of a stretch. Like, if you do something... Like, he's not hating... Like, he's not hating women. He's hating stupid people.
Yeah.
This might turn you. I'm not sure. He talks about girls who don't get off from sex. He said... I can't date chicks who haven't figured out their orgasms. I've met a lot of chicks who don't or can't come during sex, but still go on and on about how much they love sex, and it throws me a little because I'm like, do you though?
That's kind of being a guy, but I see his point.
Look, if you're 28 years old and you haven't figured out that girls can enjoy having sex without necessarily having an orgasm, maybe it's you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, sure, they can. That's true. Right.
Well, there's enjoy, and then there's enjoy.
What would be the point?
Just being a part of another person's pleasure.
Yeah. The emotional connection.
Right. Maybe like what? I know.
It's, seriously.
I mean, it depends
Kat.
What you mean. If you mean, like, going down on your partner or something, then, like, yeah, that's not necessarily going to lead to... any kind of explosive conclusion, but if you mean like
it doesn't,
if you
hold
mean
on.
Like if you mean like person, you know, like intercourse where both people are engaged in some scheme of mutual stimulation, then I mean,
are you saying
I don't
need
know.
To figure it out?
No,
it's like if I'm going to go out for a night of drinking and I don't manage to get drunk, it's really then like what was the point of consuming all the calories and spending all that money?
Okay, I'm still with this guy because it's like not all women. I think there's a very small percentage of women that can't orgasm, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure there are. Here's the thing.
But like overall, it's like some people don't want to have sex with virgins.
Okay,
yeah, that's true.
That's a thing. Like,
well, at a certain point, most people of that age are not virgins. So,
right. Or people just want to have. They want to be with somebody who's going to derive. Pleasure from
well,
the
they, like,
and I get it
yeah
get
and, or
it,
like you know your body well enough that you can communicate how or what you want. Like I think like it's important to like know that and be able to communicate that to your partners. I get where he's coming from. I don't think he means it from a negative standpoint. I think he just wants like someone who knows their body, and that's
you don't
anybody.
Want like a lump laying there in bed.
Yeah, you don't want a dead fish or a pillow princess.
No.
No,
but I keep
now
reading
a couple of those. Toys R
no.
What do they do? Just lay there?
They just lay there.
That's
yawning.
Boring. Why would you bother?
Because sometimes they're attractive and you are don't know that they just
no,
lay
I
there
mean,
until
not,
it's
not you, but like
late.
Why would they bother? Like what's the point?
Because they want everything done for them instead of
Because sometimes showing up is 90% of the grade.
Sometimes.
To what class is that?
I don't know.
Pass-fail classes. Pass-fail classes.
90% of show. Okay.
All right. Well, I think it's time to move on to this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you.
Too late.
Let's get small.
Nope.
Small town news.
All right. As promised, it's time for Speak Out.
Yay.
Yeah. Speak Out has been getting less and less lately. I'm very disappointed.
Oh, but we should do a Speak Out about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, guys.
Hey, let us speak out.
First one is titled President. Obama is a good president. He has helped people and has lowered the federal debt as promised.
Why are there like dashes at the beginning? Did it say good president? And the press Republican was like, that's too controversial. I don't want to take a position.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Is a good president.
There was a vehicle today in Plattsburgh that had a headlight out. If you can't take care of your headlights, then you're a horrible driver.
Oh, God.
That's about sex.
It's true.
I don't know.
Hey, it's embarrassing that a group of fully grown adults with college degrees and family act like children when they begin to discuss politics. Something I'll never understand.
Wait, did they mean that like they wrote that?
Yeah.
Like you'll never understand politics or you'll never understand people act that way?
Why people act that way?
The way they wrote that, I really think it's open to like call your own self stupid.
So
you're speaking out, not writing grammatically out.
There will be paid. there will be paid and volunteers to clear sidewalks. Will there be tax discount for those of us who do our own?
No.
Are we still on fucking shoveling? It's June.
It's a big thing.
Where are they shoveling still?
Plattsburgh.
Hey,
there's nothing to do in Plattsburgh.
Upset with Fox News?
Yes.
I understand. You don't like it when the company line is broached with truth. Only thing, this administration is good at juggling embarrassing disasters.
Oh.
To keep the public off guard. Hey, why weren't people told about the veterans' exit poll when leaving after voting? I knew about it, but the people in charge never mentioned it to other people as they walked out.
What? The people in charge of the polling place? They didn't do that. It was fun.
The veterans,
okay,
what?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Hey, I heard that fluoride is added to our water. So I researched it.
Ooh.
I couldn't find any good reason to put this stuff in our bodies.
Oh, boy.
The evidence for tooth benefits is shaky, but it's clear that fluoride is serious poison.
No.
They researched it. They just heard about it, and they looked it up on the internet. I don't know.
I'm sure if I Googled, is there a problem with fluoride in the water, I would get hits that would confirm that fluoride is a problem.
Ergo, it's true.
You know, people complain when others don't stand with their hand on their heart for the national anthem. This country is built on Christian principles, and those same people probably don't go to church. Mm. When people fall away from the church, what would you expect from the same people?
What?
People?
But
I know. It doesn't compute. It's speak out, not sense.
It's a ramble
it
on.
It hurts me.
Doctors, is it? Oh, sorry. Let me start again. Hold on. I want to do that. I'll stop the music. Doctors, it is downright rude to have your patients wait 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours to be seen. We're people, too, and have things to do, said the person who just went to the doctor.
Dr. Bob.
here's a great one. I'm so glad, that's in quotation marks, and then open parenthetical, sarcasm, close parenthetical.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That TV covered endless episodes discussing the Vermont Marathon, but gave no word on the WW2 honor flight, with the exception of a post-event snippet that had audio issues and no interviews at all.
He's not glad at all.
I know.
He's just saying, remember the troops, not the runners.
Do we have a speak out on stack, or can anyone just go on to speak out, or is this going to sound like too big?
Becca
city
tried
talk
for
Becca
a long
tried.
Oh, she really did.
Yeah, they've got a wall.
They've got a filter.
They know.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like My Life is Average. My roommate and I tried to do that in college. I felt the judgment from all three of you.
I don't
you.
Know what My Life is Average is, so I can't
oh,
judge.
It used to be really good. It's pretty shitty now.
It's like a blog?
It's kind of like Speak Out. It's like little snippets of like okay. They'll say something like my teacher said that. It's like usually something funny or stupid that happened like everyday things.
Like Overhead New York?
Like MLIA.
Overhead New York? Okay. Gotcha.
All right. And finally.
Ooh.
Finally in Speak Out. Ah, summer in downtown Plattsburgh. Where the air is filled with the smell of stale beer, human waste, and people who have no idea what soap is for. I don't know. I'm guessing
true?
There's a festival that came through or something.
That people don't know how to shit in buckets or something? Like, I don't understand why.
Well, I think people just piss in the alley as well.
People are so disgusting. Except for I did that drug. But that's not what I mean. I mean, overall, that's just disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That's going to do it for Speak Out. Wait, one more. Just for... Hey, does anyone else find it ironic that President Obama is in New York State to visit the Baseball Hall of Fame to promote tourism, and the Hall of Fame is closed for the day due to his visit? Apparently Diana does. Someone did, thank God.
I got you.
You're feeling them. You need to go to Plattsburgh. For what?
Dude.
Fuck if I know.
To pee in the alley.
To claim my territory.
You could go to the one gay bar.
Ooh.
They have a
gay
bar.
Well, apparently I'm not butch enough, Nate.
Well, maybe you are for Plattsburgh. I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Ooh, maybe.
You could be the butchiest
Well, you're certainly more exotic than most of the white folk there.
You know, I thought that was going to help me in Arizona. That didn't.
Oh, really?
They didn't know what to do with me.
Oh.
And they're kind of like cliquish. They're gays.
I hate that. Quit being so clicky, gays. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, everybody, who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. It's so easy. You go to the website, you click the Shop Amazon tab, and then shop till your heart's content. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it. It's the best way to help support the show. Thanks for telling your friends, your neighbors, and your countrymen about us. And we'll be back with a fresh new show for you Friday. Until then, enjoy Fallout Boy. Or don't. I don't fucking care. The show's over. Bye.